KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, we have partly cloudy to cloudy skies here in Atlantic and 37 degrees. We look for skies to become mostly sunny today, a high of 55. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, your Trane home comfort specialist dealer. Voters in a small section of eastern Pottawatomie County, all but the northeast section of Cass County, as well as both of Adams and Union counties, have a chance to elect their next state representative today. A special election is being held to fill the seat of Republican Jack Drake from Griswold, who died October 11th. Democrat Tim Ennis of Corning and Republican Tom Moore of Griswold were selected during special separate nominating conventions to square off in today's special election. The polls are open until 9 p.m. If you'd like more information on where you need to go to vote, you can contact your county auditor's office or go to the Iowa Secretary of State's website at https://sos.iowa.gov/. There's a link to that on this same story on the news page at KJAN.com. Veterans across western Iowa are invited to attend a town hall meeting taking place later today in Omaha. Veterans Administration spokesman Will Ackerman says the goal is to provide an opportunity for the VA to get feedback from the people the agency is supposed to be serving.
The VA secretary has really emphasized about being open and transparent with our veterans, our stakeholders, and the community about VA healthcare and benefits and services, and also answering any questions or concerns that they may have.
He says the town hall meeting will be a two-way discussion.
The purpose of this is, one, to share some updated information about benefits and services with our veterans. And then the second part of it is, and really the most important part, is to gain open and honest feedback from veterans, family members, and other beneficiaries.
The town hall meeting will be held this evening at 5:30 in the Education Conference Room at the VA Medical Center at 4101 Woolworth Avenue in Omaha. Elsewhere in the news, four people were injured during a two-vehicle collision Saturday afternoon in Audubon County. The Sheriff's Department said yesterday that vehicles driven by 68-year-old Diane Sheets of Exira and 68-year-old Stephen Lippold of Avoca collided at the intersection of Highways 71 and 44 in Hamlin at around 1:50 p.m. Saturday. The crash happened when Sheets failed to obey a stop sign or yield the right-of-way as she was heading east on Highway 44. Her 2011 Honda struck a 2014 Lincoln driven by Lippold broadside on the left front side as he was heading north on Highway 71. Following the collision, the Honda went into the northeast ditch while the Lincoln came to rest on the highway. Both drivers and two passengers in the Lippold vehicle, Deborah Lippold and Briley Lippold, were transported by Audubon and Exira Rescue to the Audubon County Hospital. Sheets was cited for failure to obey a stop sign. Damage from the crash amounted to $27,000 altogether. Audubon Police Chief Matt Starmer said yesterday that two people were arrested last week. On December 1st, 31-year-old Jonathan Terry Datz of Audubon was arrested for disorderly conduct. He was released on a promise to appear later in court. And on December the 3rd, 27-year-old Jessica Pedron of Audubon was arrested on a warrant for failure to appear in court. Pedron was being held in the Audubon County Jail pending an appearance before the magistrate. A traffic stop in Cass County on Sunday resulted in the arrest of two North Central Iowa people on drug charges. Sheriff's officials say 32-year-old Jonna Dolph of Fort Dodge was arrested on charges that include possession of methamphetamine, first offense, OWI, first offense, and possession of drug paraphernalia, while 34-year-old Paul Lemberg of Fort Dodge was arrested for possession of meth, third or subsequent offense, which is a felony, and possession of drug paraphernalia. Dolph and Lemberg were taken to the Cass County Jail, where Dolph remained held on $2,300 bond, and Lemberg remained on $5,300 bond. The Cass County Sheriff's Office also reports 43-year-old Todd Kimson of Corning was arrested Saturday on two counts of violation of a no-contact order. Kimson was taken to the Cass County Jail and released the following day on $600 bond. Afton Police Chief John Coulter reported yesterday that his office was asking for the public's help in solving a burglary. A resident located along South Douglas Street in Afton reported to his police department on November 30th that someone entered the man's home and took several handguns, long guns, and ammunition. If you have any information about the theft, call the Afton Police Department at 641-347-5255. The Cass County Extension Master Gardeners Group is excited to announce that they'll be offering a $500 scholarship to encourage local youth with an interest in horticulture to pursue it as a career. The purpose of the scholarship is to provide post-secondary tuition funds to Cass County youth who who are studying or intend to pursue a career in a horticulture-related field. The scholarship is available to students from Cass County who are currently enrolled in their second year or higher of college or trade school studying in a horticulture-related field. Applications are due in by December 30th to the Cass County Extension Office. Selection will be made by Cass County Master Gardeners Committee, and the winners will be notified in January. Scholarship checks will be written to the college or trade school in the student's name following the first semester of the recipient's sophomore or subsequent year. The goal of the Master Gardener program is to support horticulture education and community service. To that end, scholarship winners will be selected based on their academic success, history of community service, and career goals after graduation. Quality and completeness of an application will also be taken into consideration. The application forms and further details can be found on the Cass County Extension website, or you can call the Extension office at 243-1132 for more information. Republican Governor Terry Branstad is faulting President Obama for failing to outline a new approach to fighting terrorism. Branstad himself is expressing opposition to one idea some of his fellow Republicans have proposed, and that is allowing guns in schools.
That's a very controversial issue, and I'm not going to wade into it because it just divides the country. Instead, we need to focus on constructive things that we can do that can fight the real threat.
Iowa schools are currently gun-free zones. Critics say that makes them a target for mass shootings.
I'm a supporter of the Second Amendment, but I don't want to try to divide people on an issue that people have real strong opinions on.
The governor says he's satisfied with the law as it currently stands.
I'm not advocating any changes.
In 2013, Republicans in the Iowa Senate tried to let teachers, administrators, and other school staff who have a permit to carry a gun to be allowed to bring a gun to school. Their proposal, though, was not adopted in the Iowa or Democratic-led Senate, and the debate came in the wake of a mass shooting at a Connecticut school that killed 26. On Monday night, President Obama addressed the nation after a mass shooting at a government facility in California. And Governor Branstad says Obama has made a big mistake by bringing up gun control rather than seeking to unite the country against a common enemy.
I think people are concerned about the safety of our country and the threat we have from ISIS and this Islamic terrorism. And we know that gun control is a very divisive issue and people have different views on it.
Branstad made his comments to reporters after speaking to an elementary school assembly in West Des Moines. News was brought to you by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, where it's hard to stop a train. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.